Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live from I-4 GovCon event, and I have in our booth today Mr. Kirk Burton, who is with Senior Commercialization Guide. How are you, Kirk?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me today. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Yeah, so the DoD Velociter program is run, it's a project started by the Office of Small Business Programs in the Pentagon. And the focus of that program is to look at better ways to commercialize technologies that come out of government research. So specifically, they look for opportunities to help small business who have been funded to develop technologies through the Small Business Innovation Research Program. How do they best work those companies through a process so that they can identify clients for those technologies, both in the DoD space and in the commercial space for dual-use technologies, so that the research funds something that actually gets out into the world and does something good.
So you're in the right place at the right time right now, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. lot going on in Florida. There's a huge amount of talent here, both in terms of businesses and in innovation and tech-savvy young folks. So, yeah, it's a great place to be.
What have you seen so far that you've really enjoyed, and what are you most excited to see, or have you already seen it?
Well, so I think this morning's panel, I sat on the panel that talked about Innovation 2020, kind of where we're going, both in the commercial and the DO market. So there's a lot going on in the space. There's a recognition within the Department of Defense that innovation is important because technology moves so fast today that the processes we've used in the past, they don't apply anymore.
And they're going to change tomorrow, right?
Right. So if it takes you 5 years to develop a new technology, the requirements have changed by the time you get it. So you don't need it anymore. Talking through that process and recognizing that the department is looking for opportunities to interface with small businesses and to help those businesses develop technologies, find commercial homes for them when that's appropriate. That was really good.
Yeah. So what do you like coming up this afternoon that you're going to hang out for?
So I'm really interested in the session focused on international business. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues in that area. We talked about that a little bit in the panel this morning. And one of the things I pointed out is in the technology space, there are no longer borders.
Right.
So it is a global marketplace by default. And we need to get better, especially with some of our military technologies, in how we provide information on them and get access to other markets, both as clients and to look for new technologies from places other than the United States.
Yeah, and there was a lady here earlier today, too, who was just telling us there's just different ways of having to go about that business without causing international incidents.
Yeah, there are, absolutely.
Is your company here in Tampa, or are you traveling from out of state?
No, actually, the company is up in the D.C. area, Northern Virginia, and I actually live here in the Tampa area, so I travel up 3 days a week and work out of an office up there.
And I heard that was one of the big things, was to have a presence in D.C. when you're dealing with this kind of industry.
It is. That's the center of the universe for all things, you know.
All things DOD.
All things DOD, especially. Yeah. So that you need to have at least a presence there.
You know, and I was hearing Jenny talk this morning just about some collaboration in the way that there are just so many people in this room today that really can help facilitate a really great thing. Do you find it to be true? Do you find that to have been a hurdle in some of the business and stuff that you've been doing?
So one of the things locally, I also help run a nonprofit here called the Thunderdome Project. And one of our goals with that project is to help make connections between local businesses, larger commercial businesses, and the government around shared problems. The problem sets are more and more common across the board. Cyber means the same thing to a DoD customer that it does to a customer in the banking industry or the insurance industry.
Sure.
We're trying to work to bring together those groups of people around shared problems that cross those boundaries between defense and commercial. And Tampa's a great place to do that.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, U.S. SOCOM here locally, as well as U.S. Central Command. We have USF. We have Hillsborough Community College. Across, as you head towards Orlando, we have the Polytechnic. You get out into the Melbourne area, you have the Space Coast and universities out there. So there's a lot of academic capital available, as well as young people who are very smart, very interested, and they love solving tough problems.
Yeah. It's sort of the find the niche and the market will take care of itself.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So what's next for you moving forward?
Yeah, so the DoD Velociter program is a pilot. The department is very interested in experimenting with business processes and changes in the way that they do business. You probably read about the Defense Innovation Unit out in Silicon Valley that they stood up. That is one indication of how they're trying to change the way that they operate with the business community. This Velociter program is another way. It shows that they're willing to reach out to the business community and look for ways, you know, how can we change the way we do business to help you help us?
Yeah, sort of get out of the bubble.
Absolutely. How do we think differently about what we do?
What are you finding are the biggest trends these days in that sense? I mean, sure, you can reach out and you can ask a question, but is there some targets or is there some strategy here?
So I think the biggest trend I see is that people are willing to now sit down and talk about differences. And we're even seeing the Department of Defense look for ways that they can use unique contracting mechanisms so that you don't have, I don't know if you're familiar with the Federal Acquisition Regulation, but
it's a little bit.
Thousands of pages of rules and stuff.
And, and stuff, huh?
And for small businesses where a lot of innovation happens, they often don't have the resources to muddle through that process. And frankly, they generally don't have an interest in muddling through.
Sure.
It's just not worthwhile for them. So in recognition of that, we've seen the Department of Defense start to look at, okay, this is not working for us.
Right.
You know,
we need an easy way
we
to
need
do
an
business.
Easy, where's the easy button for this?
Yeah.
You know, how do we reach out to small businesses and create paths that make it easier for us to, A, collaborate on shared problems, and then, B, actually get it to a contract so that we can buy something?
Yeah. Very neat. Well, let's tell everybody where they can get in touch with you or find out some more about your company or get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is dodvelociter.org, and you can go on that site, look at what the program is all about, watch our launch video, questions there for the program that we've received from people. We're really excited about this. It's going to move through about the next year, helping about 100 companies.
Wow.
In this pilot to see.
Yeah.
And the main purpose is to assess how can we do this better.
Yeah. Well, I'd say you got a pretty good pool with 100 companies. You're bound to find some
we're looking forward
improvements,
to it.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, Kirk, thanks for hanging out with us today, and I'm going to let you get back to the rest of the summit that's going on here.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We're glad to have you. So, guys, it's been Pensacola Business Radio broadcasting live from I-4 GovCon. Thank you.